Hello, and welcome back to my podcast, The Average Life of a Teenage Girl. So today I'm going to be talking a little bit about how to study. I'm going to be talking about some tips, some tricks, some resources, because I feel like a lot of us struggle with it, and we don't get taught how to do it very often in school. So I'm going to be sharing what I know. My first tip is to set some time aside throughout the day, whether it be 1 hour, 30 minutes, you know, making time for it in your day is the most important thing. Because a lot of us have a schedule that we do when we come home from school or work. My personal schedule, I get off school around 4 and I just go and lay in my bed and scroll on TikTok or watch Netflix. But we have that time in our day, and we should be using at least some of it wisely. It's good to come home and take a break, rejuvenate, eat a little snack after school or work. But then we gotta refocus. We gotta get back to what's important, you know. So let's use our time wisely. So instead of taking 3 hours for Grey's Anatomy, maybe take a break after each episode and do 1 hour of studying, you know. Or some kind of equivalent, because you can't study if you don't have time. And if you're struggling to find time, you know, maybe you should make an itemized time calendar by every hour and see where you can fit in. Even if it's just 10 minutes of studying or doing flashcards, it really does make a big difference. So make sure you set time aside. My second tip is trying different methods of studying. Everyone studies a little bit differently, and I feel like there are so many methods that we don't know about or we don't know to look for or to try and use. And if you don't know how to study, then you're not going to. Me personally, that was definitely me in high school. I did not really know how to study until my senior year, and by the time I learned how to study, I did not want to. So trying different methods. My favorite personally is the Pomodoro method, where you spend 25 minutes completely immersed in your work. So whatever you're doing, you know, put your phone on that focus mode, no distractions, like clear your space and just dedicate those minutes, those 25 minutes or however long your schedule is, to doing that studying. And then you take a 5-minute break. For me, I like to use TikTok on my 5-minute break because I don't get too immersed in it as I would if I was watching like a show. It's kind of hard to stop if you're watching a show. But that, seriously, I don't know how many of you have ADHD, but that was the biggest game changer for me, because I can only focus for short periods of time and be like completely immersed like that. Some people, you know, the best thing for them might be to study for like 2 hours on end completely and be done for the night. Lucky you. I wish I could be focused that long at a time. But just these short periods help refocus your brain and bring you back to the work you're doing after, you know. So that is definitely my favorite study method. But like I said, there are a lot of methods out there, and you just kind of have to find what works best for you. And my next tip is maintaining a strict schedule. You know, it's hard for us to go by a different schedule every single day. So if you maintain a strict schedule of maybe like Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm going to do studying for 30 minutes. And Monday and Wednesday, I'm not going to study. And then on the weekends, maybe like 1 hour. But really, be as strict as you can with the studying schedule. Because, you know, if you do it one day and you don't do the next, that's how easy it is to fall off the schedule. And I really need to take my own advice with that one. But seriously, scheduling is one of the most important parts of studying, because you're not going to do it if you don't set the time aside. Back to square one with that one. Okay, and my next tip is to use different resources. So let's say you have a math test and you're just using your math worksheets. Like, you're gonna get pretty bored of that pretty quickly. After a couple of these, you're just gonna like speed through it and not really pay attention or look up the answers for it. And that makes it a lot harder because you get bored of it easily. Who wants to be doing the same thing, the same type of worksheets all the time? You know, so maybe watch a Khan Academy video one day, and then the next day you do a Quizlet. Day after that, you use like StudyMate. And there's so many different resources out there. I would say my favorite, I don't know if anybody is in the medical field or wants to go into that, but Picmonic is my absolute go-to. I had this subscription for a while, but I don't use it as much just because I'm almost done and we're in specialties right now. So there's not as many specific videos. But if you're doing anatomy and physiology, that is a great option. If you like online flashcards but you don't love Quizlet, I would definitely recommend Anki, Anki. That's definitely one of my personal favorites. A lot of medical students use it, and I can see why. If I use it as adequately as I should, I can definitely, my grades definitely do go up and I do better on tests. And Quizlet, of course, that's a go-to. What was I gonna say? Oh, I totally forgot. Oh, spaced repetition is also really good. That's not like a website or anything. That's another study method. But these are all really good things for memorization. That's a lot of what I have to do personally in school. But like I said, different methods for different people. I would just say do a bunch of research and see what works for you best, because what works for me might not work for you, and what works for you might not work for someone else. So let's review over the tips one more time. Set time aside. Trying different methods, maintain a strict schedule, and use different resources to switch it up and keep your mind excited and ready to go. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and if you have any episodes you want to recommend, there is a link where you can send me a voice message and tell me what you'd like me to talk about. Thank you!